833-JOE-ALEX. We want to know the crazy story that happened when you were on spring break. A lot of colleges are on spring break right now across the country. And, well, I don't know. My spring break was not that exciting. I saw a boob, which was kind of cool when I was in high school.
Oh, brother.
I mean, that was big. That was pretty exciting for me. We went to Panama City Beach, Florida. And we had a good time, but I don't know. Like, mine was not crazy. I don't have any insane stories to talk about. But I'm sure, I know actually somebody on the show does. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is your spring break story? Live the Web Girl, what were you doing?
Okay, so, I mean, it was really hard to pick one, but this is the one that I have chosen to go with. My junior year, we go down to Panama City, and we rented a, like, condo or whatever on the beach in Panama City, and it's the first day we get there, so we automatically just start pounding margaritas, drink shots, because we're so excited. We were driving for forever. Then, all of a sudden, around 6 o'clock, we had all been drinking since, like, 2 o'clock that day. We are all hammered at this point. There's a knock at our door. So one of my guy friends opens the door, and it is a mom, a dad, a couple of young girls. There's grandparents there, and we're like, what is going on? And this guy goes, hi, sorry, our son stayed here a year ago.
What?
And a year ago today is the year anniversary of his death.
Shut the front door. What a freaking buzzkill. Did
no
you say
kidding.
Party foul?
Yes, and we're like, and we like turn down the music, and he goes, he died here a year ago staying
what?
In this condo. And we're like, oh my gosh. And like, do you mind if we just like walk around the area for like one last look?
You are kidding me.
Yes. And they, so we're like, sure. So they are like walking around this condo, and we're all in our bathing suits, just like ripping shots. And we're like, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever. We are all borderline like browned out.
Yeah. You're like here for the booze, not
exactly.
Here for the booze.
Exactly. And so then they start having a memoriam on the beach.
What?
And one of the guys we were with was like blacked out by this point and decides to go down
no.
and like talk to him. And at first, the dad was like confiding in him. He's in these like short, like American flag swim trunks with like a frat tank on, holding a beer.
Oh my
and
God.
This dad is confiding in him about his son's death.
Oh my
and
God.
And then finally, he started to like sense that like he had been there a little bit too long and like, okay, man, what are you doing? We're trying to like have a memoriam. He's like, yeah, nope, I get it. And he like walked back up to the condo, and we found out that their son decided to take acid, tripped on acid, and the last video footage of him is him just running straight into the ocean.
Holy
crap. We find this out on the first day of spring break.
Spring break.
Yeah. This is the craziest
right?
thing I've heard on the show yet.
Right?
Like, that is the best story that's been told on the show. Bar none, hands down, Liv wins.
That's
it's over.
That's sad. 833-JOE-ALEX.
We had a great week after that.
No
decks
required.
This.
Can somebody give us a spring break story? What went down?
I had the craziest spring break things happen, and I have pictures to prove it that I can put up right now on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. All of them also took place at Panama City Beach, which, you know what, by the way, I don't think, am I wrong about this, they changed the laws or something. You can't have like open containers on the beach there anymore because they wanted to combat underage drinking.
I'm sure.
So I don't
they
think
did
kids
something.
Go to PCB anymore. I
no.
think that kids on the East Coast go to
Fort Lauderdale
now, or they go to
Destin,
but in Texas there is a place.
El Padre.
Yes, that's where
El
they're
Padre
going in Texas.
Look at Liv's like a walking like encyclopedia of like, oh, where would you like to spring break? I'm a travel agent.
So, El Padre has a dope music festival every year during spring break.
It's so funny that we're talking about this because in honor of spring break, earlier, like 2 days ago on my story on Instagram, I put personal pictures I had found of me when I was 16 on spring break in Panama City, and we were like, me and my friends were grinding up on some MTV stage in front of a crowd of people on the beach. Like an idiot. So I'll put that photo up. It's, you know, it looks like it was taken with a potato because it was like 2009.
Little thoughty Alex over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so little baby thought Alex. I'll put that up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And then the other thing, which is fantastic, and this is not a potato pic. This is maybe now 4 years ago or so, but I went on spring break for work, working for the radio station I went to. They sent me there so that I could like get, interview people on the beach drunk and just like get all the crazy stuff of spring break to put on the air. And I found this guy who had his thumb bandaged all up. He woke up, had no idea how, completely got his thumb chopped off.
Whoa!
And so I got a picture with this guy missing his thumb, and he had a boob necklace on. And so I'm going to put that picture also up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show.
I actually have friends who are still in college right now, and they're on spring break right now. And one of the guys on spring break randomly woke up in some random Canadian family's balcony. And they wanted a family picture. So they literally took his hair, held his head up, and got a family photo with the guy.
That
this is
Weekend
at Bernie's. Passed out.
Weekend at Bernie's. That's, we're going to put that up. All of it.
Yeah, put that one up there too.
Randomly in a Canadian family.
I can't wait to see the photo Alex has though, of the guy having his finger gone.
And not only that, yeah, that's exactly what he had no idea. I said, how did you lose your thumb? He said, I don't know. And then I met another girl who said that she woke up her hotel lobby. Somebody had driven their car into the hotel lobby.
This is insane. Oh my gosh. We need to take a Joe and Alex Show spring break like immediately.
I've been freaking saying, here's what I want to do. I've been saying this from the beginning, and now that we have your attention, you can email our boss. Her name is Charisse. Send your emails.
Yes.
Go to joanalexshow.com. Get her contact information. Tell her that you want us to go on a spring break trip with you. Like, listeners, us, we all freaking go. We do the show live down on spring break.
Amazing.
And we make it a yearly tradition, because this is something Joe and I have been trying to say. We want to go on a vacation with listeners for forever.
What's your spring break story, Megan?
Yeah, so my sister and I are actually 6 years apart. So we went to, I believe it was Destin, Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's a popular place.
We actually went there 1 year, and really crazy. So it was her and a bunch of her friends and my family and a bunch of their families. And there was this little tiki hut on the beach, and a bunch of our parents had just gone in there to get some drinks and some food, and literally, like, luckily, as soon as they stepped out, this thing went up in flames.
Whoa!
Why did it catch on fire? What happened?
They said there was a little, like, gas leak or something in the kitchen, and it just caught the whole place on fire.
Whoa, they're lucky to be alive.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's definitely a crazy spring break story.
Spring break was hot, hot, hot.
This girl that was in the group that we went down there with, she ended up hooking up with, like, four people. I'm just going to say choo-choo if you catch my drift.
I don't understand.
Gosh. We ditched her. We did not hang out with her the rest of the trip. She was on her own. She slept on a bench on the beach for the rest of the trip. We were like, yeah, we're not associating with you.
I had a friend one time when we were in Mexico. We were staying at an all-inclusive resort, and after dinner, we were all really drunk, and he stole the fire extinguisher and started fire extinguishing all in this, like, outdoor hallway that we were in, and we were, like, playing in the fire extinguisher like it was, like, a foam party.
Oh, my
gosh. Then they came to our door in the middle of the night and knocked on our door and was like, did you steal the fire extinguisher? And we're like, no, man, we don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, we literally have video footage of you. He was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You can take it. Here's, can add it to my expenses.
This is Alex's friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.